Nolte, NEET says border at breaking point 1 month after fact check claimed no emergency. By John Nolte on March 6, 2019. 1 month after claiming there is no emergency at the border, the far-left New York Times now concedes the border is at a breaking point. In real time, as President Trump gave his State of the Union speech last month, the Times branded the president a liar over his claim that there is an urgent national crisis at our border. This is false, the Times told its readers, using a non sequitur about individuals attempting to cross the border, while admitting, at the bottom of the fact check, that a record number of families have tried to cross the border in recent months. At the time, this phony fact check was widely ridiculed for its absurd attempt to hide the fact that a record number of families stressing the resources of our southern border does not somehow constitute a legitimate crisis. And now, almost exactly a month later, this very same Times is reporting our border is at a breaking point. The number of migrant families crossing the southwest border has once again broken records, with unauthorized entries nearly doubling what they were a year ago, suggesting that the Trump administration's aggressive policies have not discouraged new migration to the United States, the Times reports. More than 76,000 migrants crossed the border without authorization in February, an 11-year high and a strong sign that stepped-up prosecutions, new controls on asylum and harsher detention policies have not reversed what remains a powerful aura for thousands of families fleeing violence and poverty. What the corrupt establishment media are doing here is pretty obvious. When Trump accurately informs the public about a crisis along our southern border, the media brand him a liar, which gives Democrats the cover they desire to not give Trump the resources he needs to contain the crisis. Then, as the crisis worsens, the Times gleefully reports on how out of control everything is, how Trump is not able to stop the flow of illegal immigration. Basically, the media use propaganda to stop Trump from getting the resources he needs, so that they can then turn around and blame him for the problem. This is all about 2020, all about the media working with Democrats in the hopes of undermining Trump's base of support by undermining his ability to keep a central campaign promise about fixing America's illegal immigration problem. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.